This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Today marks the 19th anniversary of the terrorist attacks on America. Four commercial airline flights were hijacked on that day in 2001. At 8:46 a.m. on that date, the first plane hit the North Tower of the World Trade Center. At 9:03, another flew into the South Tower. At 9:37 that morning, another plane crashed into the Pentagon. By then, the nation realized it was under attack. At 9:59 a.m., the North Tower collapsed, and 4 minutes later, at 10:03, a fourth hijacked plane crashed into a field in Pennsylvania. Then at 10:28, the South Tower of the World Trade Center collapsed and left more than 3,000 innocent lives lost and a national and global population left stunned. On this day of remembrance and reflection, we're joined by U.S. Representative Debbie Dingell. Her 12th congressional district includes portions of Washtenaw County. I'm sure, Representative Dingell, you remember where you were when news of the attacks broke.
David, I remember it very well. I actually was one of the few people that flew that morning. And I had been sitting next to Representative David Camp from Michigan as we were leaving the Detroit airport. And I had this very eerie feeling, and I said to David, I have an eerie feeling. If you weren't sitting next to me, I'd get up and get off this plane. I landed in Washington safely. Obviously, I'm here, went to my office, and saw the first plane hit the first tower. John was in the Capitol that day. They know now that the Pennsylvania plane, they knew then too, was headed for the Capitol. Had it not been for the brave men and women on that plane, he might not have been with me for many more years because he refused to leave the Capitol that day. He was John Dingell in all of his, and he was going to be damned, and he didn't care who tried to talk him out of it. He wasn't going to let someone scare him out of one of the most visible signs of what this country stood for.
I can only imagine the chaos, confusion, and sense of urgency among those in government were feeling on that day and on that morning. In the subsequent years, how did John Dingell express his sense of place to you in that time of dire need?
Well, I think we came together as a country. You know, I look back to those days, and I look at them a lot right now. Do you remember that feeling of patriotism, the coming together, looking at the flag and everything that it stood for, how we were proud to be Americans, and the flag was everywhere. People were flying them. All of us had flags on our homes, and we had them on our car windows and our clothes and lapel pins, and it became a sign of unity, of defiance against terrorists. And it was also a security blanket for our wounded souls. It was a time that America came together. And I also remember how many people, including the President of the United States, wanted to make sure that my hometown, Dearborn, knew they were part of the community, that no one targeted them, and that we knew what it meant to be one America.
On that morning, and in the months and year after, most everyone was glued to the radio or television. For those old enough to remember, we'll never forget the heroic bravery of the members of the New York Fire Department and the other first responders. Selflessly and without hesitation, they ran towards the danger. They saved a great number of lives before all too many lost their own. Do you agree it takes a special kind of person to sign up for that and show up in our greatest time of need?
It absolutely does. And I think this is a time that we need to remember those that serve on our front lines, those frontline heroes. And the fire and the police are both, they put their lives at risk to keep us safe. And, you know, it took too long as a country. We only in this past year finally passed legislation to take care of those firemen that had real health damage that day and the families of those that died.
Our conversation with 12th District Congresswoman Debbie Dingell continues on 89.1 WEMU. Again, for those of us old enough, we'll never forget that day of September 11, 2001. The young people entering college as freshmen this year, they weren't even born. But if we project 19 years from now, they will never forget the year of the pandemic in 2020. They'll never forget the Black Lives Matter movement and the murders of black men on television, social media, and their community streets. Much of how the history will be written will include how our federal government responds to the crisis. As it stands today, I believe you are part of the legislative branch to which history will not be kind. Am I fair in that assessment?
That's very fair. I think we came together at the beginning we knew that we had to do something immediately, but these last few months have left me very sad. It's been 120 days since the House passed the HEROES Act. We have people who are scared. They don't know how they're going to live. They're worried about their jobs, the roof over their head, how they're going to eat. Are their retirement being destroyed? This fear, this hatred, this division in this country so deeply concerns me, David. And we've got to work every day to, you know, these are times that should bring us together. And today's a reminder that what happens when you come together, you're strong. United you stand, divided we fall.
And there is that division, of course. The Senate majority, the Republican majority in the Senate, put forth what Senator McConnell called a skinny relief package, and it was not nearly what Democrats in the House were looking for, and therefore there is no deal, and it doesn't look like there'll be one soon. Would it have not been better to at least consider that as a stopgap measure as people face the hardships you just described?
You know, the Republican governors have asked us, there is not no significant aid to state and local budgets in what the Senate is doing. Children are going back to school. School systems need support. So we're being asked by many people to make sure that we get aid to state and local governments in there. So anything that were to pass now, and I do believe we need to get help to people, that will be it. And there's so much need right now. You know, we talk about it every day. We had very, very tough discussions yesterday with our leadership. But you would be surprised at the number of people and the variety of people and across the political spectrum who are saying we must get real relief and it must be bigger. And even the senators themselves said what they were doing yesterday was only a message bill.
Is there time, in your estimation, to alter present-day actions and change the course of how this time in history will be remembered?
There's always time. And I would hope that people listening, if they know people in other states, would urge people to talk to their senators about how scared they are, how desperate they are, and the needs that they have.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with 12th District Congresswoman Debbie Dingell. We will at some point exit the pandemic and begin that long road to recovery from the economic hardship it has caused, but we're nowhere near close to addressing the environmental, public health, and economic hardship being caused by the climate crisis. We have more than 200 wildfires burning out west, and while most wildfires are caused by man, they become far bigger and more damaging because of the dry and warming conditions. And some might say, well, that's just how does that affect Michigan? It affects the entire nation and the globe, to be honest. Why isn't either party's presidential candidate putting more focus on what is happening in the western U.S. right now?
Well, I think that Joe Biden has been trying to talk about it, and I will tell you that point blank we are working on legislation that we'll be ready to introduce in January, and bringing the working men and women, the unions, to the table with the environmentalist communities and others to do things that will really address some of the issues that we have. These fires are a symbol of how we do need immediate action.
Again, as we remember our first responders and fighting heroes on the 19th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks on America, I think it also important to take a moment today to honor the brave men and women trying to contain and put out those fires in the western U.S. that are destroying an alarming amount of land, property, and lives. We know some of the mistakes we made with the first responders from 9/11. As you mentioned, we're still passing legislation today to try and take care of them. What can we do to ensure that these men and women are taken care of?
You know, we all need to really look at the value that we put on jobs. The frontline heroes need to be paid what they are worth. In March, many of our frontline heroes, we didn't think were worth paying $15 an hour. We need to make sure that they've got commensurate salaries and benefits for their being willing to risk their lives to keep us safe. It is something that's very important. We need to be doing it at the federal level, and we need to be doing it at the state level. Some of the people that are fighting these fires are federal experts, but many of them are local local firefighters who this is their expertise, and it's one of the reasons why we need to even be giving more money to state and local governments. We need to thank and honor and ensure we are taking care of those that take care of us.
Thank you for spending time with us today and reflecting on 9/11, looking at present-day situation and looking forward as well. I do appreciate it, and we'll check in with you again next Friday.
Thank you, David.
That is Representative Debbie Dingell, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.